Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 16 of Still Standing with Lynn and Will. I am Will.
And I am Lynn.
And we are excited to be back on the air or recording, I guess.
Yeah,
it's recording. Not really the air because we're not really live,
not,
right?
We're not live, so, yeah.
Anyway, today, episode 16, we are going to be talking about is being completely honest in your relationship a good thing?
Yeah,
completely honest. This is a topic that you found, that you threw out, so it should be interesting.
Yeah.
So it's the answers may surprise you, but you know, we've got some pretty good articles that we want to link to and share, and we would love to get your thoughts on that. But before we get into that, if you are watching us, as you can see, there's some changes. We've made a few changes. We've been away for a little while, but that's all good.
Yeah.
You know, we got a new look and feel in our studio. We got some new branding, as you can see, new logo, and we've even got nice little swanky coffee mugs with just water. I feel like Bobby Boucher.
Speak for yourself.
Bobby Boucher. Wow. That's some good water. That's
a
good
little
water.
More than water for me.
Oh. I'm sorry. You need some some high energy petrol to keep you going. Okay. Anyway, so we're excited to be back. We've got some new things lined up for this season. We've got some couple interviews on tap. We've got some new segments that we're going to be doing. Just basically want to have some fun and hope you come along with us for the ride, and we'll see how we go.
That's right. It's just us talking.
Just us talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Can you do me a favor? Can you move your mic just a little closer? Is it bothering you?
No, that's where the mic man put it.
Oh,
that's where I kept it.
So No. You can get comfortable. The mic man put it there because you had a comment earlier.
Oh.
It's hard being tech talent and, I don't know. The mic man.
The mic.
Anyway, before we get into today's topic, just kind of wanted to start off with a quick little segment. What's on your mind? So, I know you had some thoughts and wanted to share what's going on
in your head,
that big old head of yours.
Yeah, thank you. It's even bigger because my hair is curly.
Yeah,
you know?
It was bigger the other day. You should have saw it.
Yeah, it's all good. I was doing a little reading. And, I came across an article in FortuneMagazine.com, and I thought it was interesting. And it was about marriage and longevity. And, you know, it talked about, there was a study done in, you know, the results were that married people live longer, well, at least 2 years longer than
just 2 years.
Unmarried.
That's
people.
All I get is 2 more years.
Yeah, 2 years.
I mean, I guess that's better than nothing. Right?
Than unmarried people, and I thought that was interesting. You know, because you know when I think back, even my mom or my aunts, all of them outlive their counterpart, their husband, and so.
So is it married women? Married people in general.
People in general, but married women live longer as well.
Okay.
So I thought that was interesting. And it talked, you know, the fact that married couples live longer, and it's health reasons, they said, because if you're married, and I believe this to be true, if you're married, if your spouse starts working out, after a while, you're going to want to work out. If your spouse start eating better after a while, a long, long while, no, only kidding, you'll start eating better. So
how many people?
The article talked about that.
Did
you know?
They interview?
I want to say over 100,
okay.
100, but I didn't write down the exact, but we'll put the article so folks can read it, but. I just thought that was interesting.
So basically, if you want to live longer, get married.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
It's only one study. It's only one study.
Yes, I mean, I get so many questions. Yeah,
that are living longer because they're single, right? They may not have the same stress level.
Yeah.
As you have when you're married. So I really think it depends on the individual. But I thought it was an interesting article, and because we're married, I was like, okay, well, you know.
So it kind of gave you the feeling that we are doing good for ourselves, we're going to live longer or 2 years longer than some of our single friends. So it just made you feel good?
Well, I think that it was interesting. Let's put it that way. It was just interesting. And, you know, it gets down to the social support that you get when you're married. You do have someone to go to the movies with, you have someone to watch TV with, you have someone. If you're single, you don't always have that. You may not want it, but I think when you're married, the social, we all need socialization. COVID taught us that, right?
Well, yeah.
When we were all locked down. So I think when you are married, you have your live-in social person you can hang out with. If you like hanging out with that person, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, again, in theory, it makes sense.
Right.
But it...
I think every there's an exception to everything.
Yes, yes.
I just thought that this was interesting and, you know, hey, we'll have to see. We'll have to start looking at our single friends and see if we're going to live, we're going to outlive them.
Are we going to do our own
secretly,
test?
Secretly.
Okay,
yeah,
to see how long.
We'll
okay.
be like, whoa, okay, yeah, yep, that one. Oh, no, man, that one too. Oh, no.
Well, we won't know if they outlive us. Right, like if we die first, we won't. If we die before our friends,
yeah, that's
then
true.
The experiment
we're
ends.
To have folks
we have to tell somebody.
For us, yeah.
Well, I guess we are telling people, right? We're telling people
on
the podcast now. So
yeah, but
here's the thing: if we die before any of you guys, then it did. Then this study didn't matter.
Well, we're supposed to live 2 years.
Right, I know. So I'm saying the study doesn't matter if we die before any of our single listeners.
Okay. Yeah, well.
I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. You're taking
this article. It's just an interesting article.
All right.
And
I mean, you want, yeah.
But you know what? I think especially when it comes to women living longer, I think there's some truth to that because.
Well, why do you think women live longer?
Just from my own observation in my family, every one of my aunts have lived longer than.
No. I get that. I get. Well, what do you think is the reason?
I think again because. They are the, it's interesting because most of them are the caregiver and that can be kind of stressful. So it is interesting if you think about it, that they are living longer than men. But women tend to, and the article did say that women tend to take care of themselves far as going to the doctor, the things that they need to do to take care of themselves. And they also do that for their spouse.
Yep.
So I guess if I had to answer that question, we... Normally, and mm-hmm. I say normally because some men will take the lead and make sure that the doctor's appointments are done. But most women do that for their spouse as well as any kids they have. So they take the lead on making sure that everyone is healthy.
Okay. So the woman typically more often than not is kind of like the, as you said, the caregiver. And they're like watching over and making sure that everybody. So... How is it that they live longer? That's a certain amount of stress. Never mind.
Well, because it is stressful, but they are going to the doctors. They're going to their appointments. They're doing everything right. They're more often than not, hopefully, cooking good food.
I love the ambiguity in your statement
there. Because everyone's different. My mom was really good at cooking good food. I was thinking about this the other night, I was like, we had a salad almost every day, like a green salad, or Sundays would be potato salad, and we always had vegetables, we always had a grain, we had meat. Okay, now I'm a vegetarian, but it was every single day. And when you think about that, it's like she had everything kind of from a nutrition standpoint, it kind of worked out well for us. I wish that I would have taken more notes, instead of just being in a kitchen because I love being near her. But I think it's I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting article.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Interesting
what do you article. Have? What do you have?
So I will say that I was pleasantly surprised last week that there are still good people in the world.
Okay.
Because, as you know, I've been dealing, you know, with some issues, some loss, and just not feeling very well. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, went to therapy. Yep. I'm still in. But I was sharing with a friend of mine, you know, that I didn't go into detail, but I shared with him, you know, I was kind of struggling with some things. And one day I get a package from Amazon, mm-hmm. something I did not order. And it was this book, Self-Care for Black Men, 100 Ways to Heal and Liberate.
Mm.
And I found it interesting because the fact that he went out of his way to send me this, he didn't tell me he was sending it. He just ordered it and it came, and I really at first did not realize who it was from. I had an idea, but I wasn't 100% sure. Reached out to him. I was like, hey, you know, I got this book in the mail the other day, and I was like, was it you? And he was like, yeah. He's like, be well. And it just like made me feel really good.
Yeah,
that, you know, there are humans out there that care about other people.
There are a few.
You know, it's a few.
Yeah.
It's a handful. Not a lot, but shout out to my friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And it's a good book. And the interesting thing about it, and I was reading the introduction, it was like, if you find this book helpful, gift it to somebody that you feel could use
Pass it.
You know, either buy them a copy or gift them your copy. So I definitely will be doing that for a couple of my friends.
I think that's nice. I think there are, you know, really there probably are more kind people in this world that like to admit that they're kind. I think we live in interesting times, right? Where everyone just wants to show how tough they are and how uncaring they are. And but I think when it gets right down to it, there are some nice folks. I mean, I was at the mall today, and you know, just we won't go why.
Oh, we will.
We're not going to go there. But you know, a couple of folks held the door for me, and they did not have to do that. And I was just, I'm always pleasantly surprised when that happens, because I do it all the time.
Mm.
I hold the door, whether, you know, the person that I'm holding the door for says thank you or not.
Doesn't matter.
Doing the right thing, because I see you coming up behind me. I'm not going to let the door slam.
Right. It's that acknowledgement that, you know, it's another human.
It's another human, person,
whatever.
That's right.
And I just, I do wish that there were more people in the world like that. But, you know, whatever. I don't want to get all Pollyanna on this.
But, we're living in an interesting time. But, you know, I salute your friend that sent you that book out of the blue, because he recognized that you were going through a lot, you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of pain, and that you are a fellow human being. So, you know, you want to always make sure we celebrate folks like that. So
definitely.
Great shout out there.
Definitely.
Great shout
definitely.
Out.
So, want to get into it?
Hey, why not?
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, like I was saying at the top of the show, today's topic is being completely honest a good thing for your relationship, or in your relationship a good thing?
Mm.
And long story short, the answer is maybe. would you agree with that? It's maybe it depends. It depends on what we're talking about as far as honesty. So the thing is, honesty is not necessarily just the absence of, you know, of deception, right? It's being open, vulnerable about your feelings or your thoughts or something like that. So it's more than just, you know, I'm not going to tell Lynn that I went, or Lynn's not going to tell Will that she went to the mall today because she's not supposed to be in the mall shopping.
Mm.
You know, that
kind
of thing.
I
you
knew
know.
You would bring the mall back.
Hey, look, you started it. You threw it out there. I just, you know, it was an alley-oop. I just.
Well, I think that's, you know, what the article that I read, it's like there has to be something that you keep to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Long as that something isn't going to be, you know,
hurtful.
It's not gonna
or,
be hurtful.
Well, so
or yeah, you know, to your mate. If it's something like, Lynn went to the mall, Lynn bought something, Lynn put it in the closet, it's Lynn's little secret, and she didn't say anything to Will, then
she's not hurting anybody
I'm
with this little secret.
Anybody with this little secret, and it's, you know, so I think that is something that the article says, okay, maybe we'll give Lynn a pass. Maybe we'll do that just one time.
Yeah. So it distinguished the articles. One of the articles, three articles that we'll reference. One of them was talking about how, like, when you are withholding information from your spouse or your partner, if you ask a couple questions, it'll determine whether or not you're, I guess, it's okay, right? So, like, am I keeping a secret?
Right.
Which is purposeful deceit. Okay, so that's like going to lunch with another woman or something like that, and I don't want Lynn to find out.
Right.
Or am I keeping something private, like I don't want her to know how I'm feeling about, you know, that I'm struggling with something or whatever, because I don't want her to feel like I'm weak. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's different.
So it depends on what it is.
Yeah, I agree with that, because those are your private thoughts, and it's something that you're dealing with, and you may not want to share it at the at that particular moment, maybe at a later time, because you know what, we're all going through things. We're working, we're doing this, we're taking care of the dogs, we're taking care our parents, and there may be things that we may not want to bring up at, you know, at that particular time. But it's not lying,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right,
it's
right.
Not lying to your spouse. It's kind of choosing not to bring up or broach the conversation at that time,
right? So I think the interesting thing is, it's like, okay, when do you like completely share everything? When you don't have to share every thought or every feeling in your mind, you know? And I mean,
if I share every thought in my mind.
Yeah, it would be overwhelming. It would be overwhelming. And I don't think we would still be here. We would not still be standing.
I don't think so, because it would be too much. And you know, I don't think anyone should. You know, if you share everything, and I guess there are
oversharers.
That's like, oh, we're completely honest. Okay, that's great. But, you know, make sure that you're being honest, but not to the point of, you know, really hurting, like we said earlier, hurting your husband's feeling or hurting your wife's feeling, like, ooh, girl, you know, you just look a mess. You know, it's just like, you, that's honest, but that's overly honest to the point where it's like,
okay, so
you said that to me.
No.
You were thinking about that.
No, because what I was thinking about is, if I don't like the way you look, I don't like the way you are dressed or something, it's okay for me to comment on that, but I guess it's how
I think it's how you say it, because I think, it's exactly how you say it, because you can say, you know what, that's not a flattering color on you. Now, I'm going to get upset, because
there's no winning. I can't, it doesn't matter. I'm going to sleep on the couch that night.
But, and then I may look at him and be like, oh, wow, he's right. You know, and if you just said, ooh, that's ugly.
Do you remember we actually had, this was a while ago, had a situation like that where you had your hair in a certain way, and I made a comment
on it.
You
know about the lizard?
Yeah.
Are you bringing the lizard back, Will? The lizard has been dead.
Yo, she had a ponytail. It was like the raggediest ponytail
raggedy.
It looked like a lizard was crawling down the back of her head.
It was a French braid. But you guys, okay, you know French braid. And my hair is long. So it's curly now, but it's long. So it was a French braid that started like up here. And it was one.
Y'all,
down my back.
I don't even remember exactly what I said. I do know that
I called it a lizard.
I know. I remember I called it a lizard.
We weren't married yet, if you remember.
We weren't?
No, because we were going to Michael's or something to meet with...
the wedding. We went to the florist.
The florist, whatever.
Was it Jose?
Jose.
Yeah.
We were going to meet Jose. And we were actually meeting. We were waiting for him. And you just looked at me. And it was like.
I mean.
And the fact that we were still dating really hurt me. Because I always tried to look cute. And I thought I was looking cute. I thought I was looking cute with my little braid going down my back. And you just.
I was just being honest. I felt comfortable. I thought we could be honest. I thought we were here.
No. See, the thing is, that's too honest.
That's
you could have just kept that one to yourself.
Okay. If I didn't like the way your hair looked, what should I have said?
Exactly. You just could say, that's probably not the best hairdo for
you. It doesn't matter what I would have said. It doesn't matter. You would have gotten mad.
No, you're right.
So that's
I would say to guys out there, if you're dating, don't comment on it.
So I disagree with that because, I mean, I think there's an exception.
You comment then?
Okay. I probably could have done a better job. I was trying to make a joke. I had to have been making a joke. There's no way I would have said that seriously. Right. Like, hey, your hair looks like a lizard.
I'm always sensitive about my hair, and you know that. But
I know that now. Yeah, I don't think I knew that then.
You probably didn't know it then.
But my point is, in the beginning of a relationship, everybody withholds stuff, right? Yeah. You hold stuff back because you don't want to, I guess, present a certain perception, you want the person to like you.
You do.
Right? You want to hold, you show them the best sides and you hide the garbage, right? Okay. So, but at some point, you do have to progress and you do have to feel comfortable enough to open up. And I felt comfortable enough to make a comment. So I think it's like you have to feel comfortable enough to say, like, in your relationship, and that was one of the things the article was talking about, is that the honesty can build the trust in your relationship and make your connection stronger. Now, yes, the way you say things,
you don't want to be hurtful.
I wasn't trying to be hurtful.
No, now I
was trying to be funny.
I know,
but
that,
I guess I was hurtful.
I was still.
I'm just glad the lizard didn't eat your head. It was a very formidable lizard.
I actually thought it was cute. Because sometimes, I used to put like two, like one here, one there. But that day, I just did one. And I was so proud because it came out. It was no big humps on this side or no big humps. It was just straight down.
The fact that you remember every detail, these little details. I remember was it looked like a lizard.
You called it a lizard. So I'll never, ever, ever forget that.
You haven't worn a French braid since then,
have
you?
Nope. And I will not. I am never going to wear one again. But I was traumatized.
Good grief. But
no, you're right. All kidding aside, you do want to be honest, as honest as possible, without being hurtful, right? Because I do think there are couples that will, like I said earlier, I'm completely honest and I, say everything. Yeah. Again, you don't want to be hurtful. I think that's going down a different road, right?
Yeah. I think one of the reasons why being honest, like we talked, there was a number of reasons why the articles were saying you should be honest. Honesty boosts trust. It reduces partner stress, right? Because then you don't have to worry about, like she says she was going to work, but, did she really go out? Or she says she's going out with her friend. Did she really go, who's she really out with? So it reduces that stress. But it's also good for your health. I mean, you kind of touched on this earlier. Mentally and physically, it's good for your mental and physical health. This is why I found this interesting. It says that when you lie, cortisol is released in your body within the first 10 minutes of telling that lie.
Oh, wow.
And I guess, again, everybody's physiology is different. Like for the compulsive liar, you may not have any kind of cortisol coming out.
There are some people that just don't.
They're just so used to it. They're professional liars.
It's part of who they are.
Right. So, and that, again, that is a whole... A whole nother part of this topic, because if you are the type of person that does not have any kind of effect from lying, then it's not going to make a difference. It's just that's who you are. That's who you are. But maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship. But anyway, but it was like, so they did this study. And again, it was a small sample size, only 110 people.
Okay.
But they said that out of the 110 participants that were in this study, they all reported like fewer issues, like health issues. So it's like 56% of them reported fewer health issues, like less digestive issues and things like that within the first 10 weeks. And then 54% of them reported fewer complaints of anxiety and stress. And
these were the people that were telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the people that were telling the truth. So I guess... It just, telling the truth not only boosts your trust, but it also can help you live longer. So, hey, if you stay married
and tell the truth,
and you tell the truth, you'll live forever.
At least 4 years.
Telling the truth only gives you two more years?
Only gives you two more years. But,
okay.
This was interesting. There was a stat that says that Americans, on average, tells 11 lies per week. 11 lies per week.
How do they measure that?
I don't
know. Who's honestly telling people that I lied 11 times this week? Like,
it was the University of Notre Dame that conducted a study. It was 10 weeks. And, I guess they were... But you know what? Was everyone telling the truth? Were they telling the truth, right? It's like, how do you conduct that study?
I don't know.
I think it's interesting, though. I do believe that when you live a life that is authentic and you can be yourself, you do feel better. Because when you lie, you have to remember.
All the lies that you told?
You remember that shit. Yeah. It's like you got to remember every damn thing. You're like, oh, shit. So, you know, you're having a conversation with someone and you're starting to tell them something. And you're like, oh, wait.
Was it? Yeah.
What did I tell them?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, I mean, it's like living that way has to be very stressful.
But some people are adrenaline junkies, and that kind of the thrill kind of, you know, gets them going.
Wasn't it a movie of the guy in Boston or something that he ended up killing his wife, but he had a whole nother life? And
movie back in the day called The Stepfather. The guy that had two different families on the other side of opposite sides of the town. And one night he got confused when he came home. He's like, wait a minute. Who am I here? He didn't know which family he had gone to.
I saw that.
I don't know, but that's the same one you're talking about.
No, it's not. The one I'm talking about it was on Lifetime.
If it was on Lifetime, then you know it was true.
No, but
Oxygen, Lifetime,
yeah,
all those.
But it was something that happened in Boston.
Hallmark. Was it Hallmark?
But the guy literally had a girlfriend, and he told the girlfriend that his wife, they weren't together, and he had a job in Paris, and he was never in Paris. He was in Boston, and it was just, but he believed all. I think he's in jail. He believed it
so much. So then he did. If he believed it, in his heart and in his soul, then he wasn't lying. So maybe he didn't have cortisol, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And is being released.
It's so interesting because there are individuals that can just live their life like that. That lies so much that it's like they have to remember it.
Do you know if you've ever dated anybody that lied a lot, a compulsive liar or anything like that?
Yeah. I think I have. Yeah.
Did you know? Or how long was it before you realized that they were a liar?
We didn't date long, and there were just things that didn't add up. But I found it out. I found out afterwards, like, you know.
Oh, so you didn't learn about the...
All the lies.
Dishonesty while you were dating.
Yeah. The good thing about me, I think, and I should knock on wood, that I haven't...
You have a sixth sense.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's why I can't go anywhere. Yeah, it's just like...
But when I think, and it's just something I believe to be true, that I can read people really well, and that has helped me in life.
Yeah, look what your career is.
Right.
You know.
But I think that it has helped me, and I know you sometimes dislike that about me because...
Well, I do think you take it overboard sometimes. Like, you distrust everybody and everything. There's like, it's just, you go overboard sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Like, if it was left up to you, you would only know like 20 people. And you would not.
And I would love.
And you would be happy.
20 people. Yeah, I do.
No
have a
new
small
friends.
Circle.
No new coworkers. Yeah,
I keep a small circle. I'm friendly to everyone, but there are only a few individuals that I really let into.
Why are you so distrustful?
You know, I am.
Did
not
somebody
sure
lie to you really badly?
No,
and
no.
Was this in your running the family?
No.
Where did my dad
was probably more distrusting than my mom. No, maybe, you know what? Both. I can't.
So you get it honestly.
I think I get it honestly.
Okay.
Because I think back on my mom, and she, again, very friendly, but she didn't, her circle was small. She didn't have a lot of friends. My dad was probably a little more open, had more acquaintance. I can't say a lot of friends.
Okay.
our family was our friends and our family.
Oh, well, because y'all were the Brady yeah, Bunch. Y'all had like 15.
Yeah, that's so immediate. No, 8. Don't say 15. There's 8 of us. But still, I think
8 is enough.
8 was enough. And so anyway, I think it's interesting, you know, folks that can go through life and just constantly lie. But I think this study is interesting also, you know, that Americans on average lie about 11 times per week. And we'll never know if they're lying to, if folks are just telling us stuff that isn't the truth.
So now, are we, if everybody, if Americans on average lie 11 times
well, that's
per
the
week,
study. Yeah.
So have you told 11 lies this week?
Let me think about it. Let's see.
And is that in a relationship or is that just in general? Like lies at general. Work or just.
It could be anything.
Lie to the people at the grocery store. I don't have enough money, even though you do. Like what?
Yeah, I don't think it's that kind of lie.
No.
But I don't know. It could be anything. I don't think I have, but you know what? I'll start taking notes. I just don't think so. I have to live my life in a certain way where I look in the mirror and I like myself. So I doubt it, you know.
Do you remember the last lie that you told?
The last lie that I told.
Actually, maybe we shouldn't go here.
Yeah, let's not go there. Because I don't remember. I try not to lie.
That's why, because you try not to lie because you can't remember. Right.
I try not to lie.
You don't, you don't lie just because you can't remember. If you could remember all the lies, you'd be lying all the time.
It would be more than 11 lies per week. I'd be like, yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's
Olympic liar, lying Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
I know some folks right now that could win the Olympic liar. Yeah. The interesting thing about a lie is that if you tell it over and over again,
you start to believe it.
Not only you start to believe it, others will believe that that is the truth. We're going through that right now
don't,
in America.
Please,
but we're not
don't
going
go
there.
There.
No, we're not going there. We're going to stop right there. But anyway, that's the interesting thing about it is that it can just continue to live. And that's why it's interesting. So have you told any lies that you can remember?
I don't remember what we just talked about 15 minutes ago. So
it's all been a lie.
Everything's been a lie. Actually, my name's not really William.
It's not really William. Oh, my God. That would be so interesting. After like 22 years, I get something in the mail. And I'm like, oh, I've been living a lifetime movie the whole time. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I think it's interesting.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. Well, I think, though, you know, when you are a first in a relationship, it's up to you as to when you should start to be, you know, comfortable to open up and share
tell more.
But the whole thing about it is just being comfortable to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Because that vulnerability can make you closer to your partner. Mm-hmm. But if you have a penchant for hiding stuff, you might want to deal with that before you get into a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. And I think relationships evolve over time. And I think you'll know when you need to tell, you know, the person you're with.
Yeah, yeah.
Something a little deeper, or whether it's about yourself or your family or.
Yeah.
And it's only my opinion, but when you start going down the road of this is the person for me, this is the person I want to live my life with, then you start sharing a little more.
Right, because you've kind of gotten to the point where you feel like, all right, there's something about her or him that I feel I can trust them. I can feel like I can trust them with this information.
Exactly.
They're not going to use it against me or they're not going to laugh at me. They're going to help me, whatever. So, and it takes time for most people to get
absolutely.
To that point. So,
I think acceptable. It does. It took
sense.
Us 22 years. I
22
think
years. So you just now starting to open up to me?
Just starting to tell the truth right now. And I'm so, I feel so much
free?
Healthier.
You feel more free?
I feel healthy. I feel free.
So if you've been lying for 22 years, does that shave any of the 2 years, any time off of the 2 years?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think that 2 years is, for me, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But you know, they say that lying less is linked to better health. I mean, that's exactly what the articles that we read. And, you know, like
you know what else is linked to better health?
What?
Exercise.
Oh, yes. Exercise. Hey, wait, getting... is that a dig on me?
Oh, no, I would never do that.
I've been doing the Peloton.
Is that a lie?
Challenge.
But, yes, you have. Like, you have. You've been doing better.
Yeah.
There's always room for improvement, even for me.
Exercise is, you know, I think that if you lie, but you exercise, it balances everything. So those folks out there, if you're so lying, wait, just go for a run.
What if you lie about exercising?
Ah, then you're really not going to be a healthy person because nothing's happening there.
But. Oh, man. All right. So I think we're getting a little punchy here.
Yeah, we often do.
But I don't know. I think the takeaway is to be as comfortable as possible when you know, opening up and being vulnerable with your partner, because that's going to make your relationship stronger. And when you will know when it's time for you, when it's time to open up, and they will do the same. And, you know, that was the other thing, is like when you open up, or when your partner opens up, it makes them, the other person, feel comfortable to do the same. And it kind of brings down that wall, that barrier, or whatever. Yeah. So that makes the relationship stronger, because you both start to see that, okay, it's okay to be vulnerable.
To be yourself.
To be yourself. Yeah.
You know, you just want to be able to wake up and be Lynn, and go to sleep and be Lynn, with everything that comes with being Lynn.
And there's a lot.
But you do. You want to be able to be yourself in every space that you're in.
Yeah.
And that's hard sometimes, right?
Yeah.
But you definitely want to be yourself with your mate. You want to be able to...
Yeah.
Just be able to say, whatever, you know, I'm feeling crappy today, or I'm feeling great. And that person not looking at you, you know, and judging you for the way you're feeling. And I think that in itself will keep you healthy, because you're like, you're feeling good, that you can be yourself. So,
yeah,
you know, I think that's great.
Yeah, definitely. It's a psychological boost.
It is.
And that, you know, the mind and body are connected, right? You can't separate the two, even though. We won't get on that.
Yeah.
We won't get on that. Right. Anyway. All right. I think we're good.
I think we're good, too. Yeah. So what's your takeaway from this one?
To stop lying. I mean.
I think I'm going to start lying.
You're going to start lying.
But I'm going to start exercising more.
Okay. So
then it's going to kind of average out. I'm only kidding.
So if I stop lying and you start lying.
Yes.
Then.
You're trying to figure out when we're going to die.
Yes, I'm trying. Because I think that will still make us die around the same time because of the age difference.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, like, we just don't lie? You know, how about
I don't
that?
Know. It's I like the sound of.
You like the sound of it?
No.
But I'll know. I'll know if you're lying.
How will you know?
Remember, I am all knowing. I am all knowing.
Help me.
No, I think this is great. I think the articles were great. I think that there's just, you know, it is just that studies that were done.
Yeah, that's the other thing with these studies. Take them with a grain of salt, because, you know, we don't know how many people. Well, we do know it was 110 in one of those studies. But, you know, that's a really small sample size when you talk about the number of people in the world, let alone the, you know, United States or whatever. But it is something to consider.
Of course.
It's not a golden rule that you know, that applies to everybody.
Right.
But anyway. So, all right. I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed our little conversation about being honest. And if you didn't, lie to us and tell us that you did.
That's it. And then just go for a run.
Just go for a run after. It'll be all fine. It'll work itself out.
I love that.
Yeah.
But
So next time I see you go for a run, I'm going to think, well, what did she lie about?
Yeah, what did she lie about?
Okay, because you don't run.
Anymore.
Anymore. So anyway. So next episode, what we're going to talk about is this book that we just started reading. It's called 8 Dates, Essential Conversations. Oh, let me turn it around so people, those that are watching, hopefully. 8 Dates, Essential Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. And it's really interesting. Mm. I stumbled across this book, and I thought it was something that we could both gain, you know, insights from. So basically, it talks about if you are in a committed relationship, there's 8 dates that you should go on,
I like
right?
It.
And each date has its topic, trust and commitment, sex and intimacy, agree to disagree, are just a couple of them. And so you make specific time to go on these dates and talk about the topic du jour and really be open and honest open and about honest. Your feelings and about yes. that stuff. And so over the course of the next year or so, we're going to do, I don't know how long, we're not going to do all 8 episodes right in a row, but we do want to kind of go on these dates and then share our takeaways from those conversations and how we felt that they have impacted us and yeah. helped us and things like that. But it's definitely, it sounds like a good book. The what we've read so far seems pretty interesting. Yeah. And I think it could be something that, you know, those that are in committed relationships could benefit from. So I think,
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. And there's some, you know, some other things that we'll want to do about the dates that should be fun, but we'll see.
Hopefully we'll spice up, you know, marriages. We'll get
things going. Our marriage is boring now?
No, I'm just saying.
It's bland?
No, it's not that.
We need salt or some slap your mom?
We're working so much, and slap your mom is great. I love that seasoning.
It's too much sodium in it.
You don't like it. I think it's great. It's really good.
I should lie and tell you, oh, I love slap
your mom. You should, and then go for a run. That's the thing. Anytime I see somebody running, I'm like,
What are they lying
they
about?
Lie yeah. about? No, no, okay.
Anyway, but yes, so stay tuned for that. We'll definitely tease that out a little bit more when we get there. But we hope you liked this episode. Yeah. We hope you liked our new setting and this conversation. I love it. It's very cozy. But yeah, I think
all right.
that's it.
So until next time, please subscribe to us. You can definitely get our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, iTunes, Google, Spotify, and please remember to be kind to one another.
And you can also check out our website at linandwill.us, where you can listen to other episodes. You can see some pictures of us if you like looking at people.
Why wouldn't they like
I don't know. I mean, especially, you know, good looking people, you know.
Well, you vain.
There's a couple of good looking. No, we're not the only ones on the site.
Oh,
there's other,
you're talking about
the dogs. Really, I'm talking about the dogs, the really good looking ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are some good looking people on there. That's true.
But yes, and if you are so inclined, drop us a note via email. Say hello at linandwill.us. That's .us, but we say .us because it's all about us.
It's all about us, at least in this
space. In this part, right? Yes. Yeah, anyway.
In this space. Anyway.
So, yeah. Thanks for riding with us, and we hope you come back.
All right.